On Saturday, North Korea's envoy to the United Nations expressed the reason the country continues to develop nuclear weapons and long-range missiles. Han Tae-sung explained that U.S., quote, hostile behavior drives Pyongyang to further strengthen its deterrence program.
The DPRK, my country, will continue to build up its self-defensive capability, the pivot of which is nuclear forces, and capability for triumphant risk strike as long as U.S. and its versatile forces keep on nuclear threat and blackmail.
China, as well as activists in South Korea, have called for the suspension of U.S.-led drills in exchange for a suspension of North Korea's nuclear and missile tests. A skeptical North Korean envoy left open a shift in policy.
Stopping of joint military exercise against my country, the Americans never accepted. So if they accept such a things, then we'll think of what we'll do in the future.
The U.S. recently agreed with South Korea on the routine deployment of nuclear-capable bombers to the region and conducted naval drills with three nuclear-powered aircraft carriers a week ago. Estimates put the U.S. nuclear arsenal at 9,600 weapons, North Korea 10.
Actually, basically, the state that has the highest number of threatening nuclear weapons is the United States, not North Korea. But North Korean nuclear weapons are portrayed as the most threatening to world peace. I think many people can understand the contradiction in U.S. logic if they look at reality a little bit.
The chief U.S. negotiator on North Korea visited South Korea this week, emphasizing that Washington would continue to pressure Pyongyang, but that the U.S. sought a peaceful resolution. Meanwhile, a special Chinese envoy arrived in North Korea Saturday for the first such high-level talks in almost a year. The last negotiations on North Korea's nuclear and missile programs were the six-party talks involving North Korea, South Korea, the U.S., Russia, Japan, and China. Those talks largely succeeded in freezing Pyongyang's nuclear and missile tests for a number of years until they broke up in 2009. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.